This conversation is powered by Google Illuminate. Check out illuminate.google.com for more. So, we've got a juicy conspiracy theory to unpack today, folks. Apparently, the TikTok ban isn't all about China.
Nope, not even close.
Israel's allegedly pulling the strings, silencing pro-Palestinian voices. Wow.
That's the claim anyway, and there's some pretty interesting evidence to back it up.
Leaked memos, congressional insiders. This is getting wild. So let's start with the core claim. Israel orchestrated the TikTok ban to suppress pro-Palestinian content. How credible does that sound to you?
Well, the article points to leaked memos from Israeli officials expressing concern about TikTok's algorithm promoting pro-Palestinian views. They felt it was shifting public opinion, especially among young people.
So they weren't happy about the algorithm's apparent bias, I see.
Exactly. They saw it as a threat to their narrative.
And this concern allegedly influenced U.S. lawmakers, right? The article mentions several U.S. senators who seemed to link their support for the ban to pro-Palestinian content on TikTok. Is this just coincidence or something more sinister?
That's the million-dollar question. The article suggests a troubling alliance between U.S. lawmakers and Israeli interests. It's hard to ignore the timing, especially after the October 2023 Hamas attack.
The timing is definitely suspicious. Suddenly, the ban gains momentum, citing anti-Semitic content.
Right. Conveniently shifting the focus from the alleged Israeli influence.
The official narrative is national security concerns over Chinese ownership. But the article suggests this is a smokescreen.
Absolutely. The article claims that the national security argument is weak, with some lawmakers even expressing skepticism about the classified briefings.
So the real threat wasn't TikTok's data being in Chinese hands, but the pro-Palestinian content? Wow.
That's the implication. A convenient way to justify censorship while protecting Israel's image.
This whole thing raises serious free speech concerns. Is this a slippery slope?
Definitely. The article argues that the ban is a blatant attempt to suppress dissent and control the narrative. It's a chilling example of how geopolitical interests can trump free speech principles.
And it's not just about TikTok, is it? This sets a dangerous precedent.
Yeah, precisely. It highlights the power of lobbying and influence peddling in shaping U.S. policy.
The article concludes that the real conspiracy isn't about TikTok's ownership, but about censorship. What are your thoughts on that?
I agree. The focus on China serves as a distraction from the alleged Israeli influence and the broader issue of controlling information.
Owning a boat comes with a number of perks, like being able to say, ahoy, or land ho, and not feel weird about it. So here's another perk. GEICO's boat insurance offers access to the largest towing fleet on the water. And with specialist support from agents that are as passionate about boating as you are, there's so much value that you'll want to say, shiver me timbers, and not feel weird about that either. Get more with GEICO.
It's a classic case of misdirection.
Hello, the real story is about power, control, and silencing dissenting voices.
Right, exactly. And the public is left in the dark, while the true architects of this scheme remain hidden.
This is all based on the article's claims, of course. More investigation is needed to verify these allegations.
Absolutely. Independent verification of the leaked memos and further investigation into the lawmakers' motivations are crucial. Transparency is key.
And we need to be critical of the sources, too. Naturalnews.com has a reputation for, let's say, unconventional reporting.
True. It's important to approach this information with a healthy dose of skepticism and cross-reference it with other reliable sources.
Beyond the specifics of the TikTok ban, what are the broader implications of this alleged story?
It raises serious questions about the influence of foreign governments on U.S. policy, the erosion of free speech, and the manipulation of public opinion. It's a complex issue with far-reaching consequences.
It's a reminder that we need to be vigilant about protecting our democratic values and holding our leaders accountable. This whole situation highlights the power and influence of social media platforms.
Absolutely. Social media is a powerful tool, and it can be used for good or ill. This case shows how easily it can be manipulated for political purposes.
And it underscores the need for greater transparency and accountability from these platforms. Where do you see this going? What's the future of online discourse in light of this alleged situation?
It's a worrying trend. We're seeing increasing attempts to control online narratives and silence dissenting voices. The fight for free speech and open dialogue is far from over.
It's a battle that needs to be fought on multiple fronts, for sure. This whole discussion underscores the importance of critical thinking and media literacy.
Absolutely. We need to be discerning consumers of information, questioning sources, and verifying facts before accepting anything as truth.
And we need to be aware of the biases and agendas that can shape the information we receive. So what can listeners do? How can they engage with this issue responsibly?
Stay informed, question narratives, support organizations that defend free speech, and demand transparency from our governments and social media platforms. Don't let your voice be silenced.
And remember to always think critically and question everything. Good advice. This has been a fascinating, if somewhat unsettling, discussion.
It's a complex issue with no easy answers, but it's a conversation we need to have.
That was a great discussion. Thanks for being here.